Two-thirds of today's inflation came from one category. Most of it is a rent nobody pays. The July inflation report landed this morning at 3.4% over the year. Inside it is a detail worth more than the headline. Shelter accounted for roughly two-thirds of the entire monthly increase, and the largest piece of shelter is a number no household is ever billed for. The simple version. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reported this morning that consumer prices rose 0.1% in July and 3.4% over the past 12 months, down from 3.5% the month before. Energy fell, gasoline fell, and the overall increase was small. The release names what did the work. Shelter rose 0.1% and accounted for roughly two-thirds of the entire monthly increase in the All Items Index. Understanding how the government measures that one category explains a great deal about why official inflation and your own experience so often disagree. The numbers. Consumer prices rose 0.1% in July on a seasonally adjusted basis, after falling 0.4% in June, and rose 3.4% over the last 12 months before seasonal adjustment, down from 3.5% Bureau of Labor Statistics. Consumer Price Index, July 2026, Ustl 26-1378. The index for shelter rose 0.1% in July, accounting for roughly two-thirds of the monthly all-items increase Bureau of Labor Statistics. Shelter is 35.625% of the consumer price index basket, the largest single category in it Bureau of Labor Statistics. Relative importance, U.S. City Average, CPIU, December 2025. Owner's equivalent rent of residences is 26.204% of the entire index, which is about 73% of the shelter category. Rent actually paid by tenants is 7.840% same source. Owner's equivalent rent rose 0.3% in July, while the broader shelter index rose 0.1%. So the estimated component climbed faster than the category containing it Bureau of Labor Statistics, computed from published index levels. Core prices, which exclude food and energy, rose 0.2% for the month after being unchanged in June, and 2.5% over the year, following 2.6% Bureau of Labor Statistics. Energy prices fell 1.5% in July after a 5.7% decline in June, with gasoline down 2.9% Bureau of Labor Statistics. Food rose 0.1%, and food away from home rose 0.3%. Medical care and used cars and trucks each rose 0.4%. New vehicles rose 0.1%, and airline fares rose 2.2% Bureau of Labor Statistics. What is inside the shelter number? Shelter is the largest single category in the Consumer Price Index, at just over 35% of the whole basket. It is not one thing. It combines what tenants actually pay in rent with a second, much larger component that measures something no one is billed for. That second component is owner's equivalent rent, and it is 26.204% of the entire index, roughly 73% of the shelter category, and more than three times the weight of rent actually paid. Homeowners do not pay rent, but they do consume housing. The index is built to measure the cost of consuming goods and services, so it estimates what a homeowner's house would rent for and tracks that instead. The reasoning is published and explicit rather than hidden. The agency treats owned homes as capital goods distinct from the shelter service they provide, and states that spending to buy and improve a house is investment rather than consumption. So home prices stay out of the index, and what goes in is the implicit rent an owner would have to pay to rent the same home without furnishings or utilities. That estimate is built from surveys of actual rents on comparable properties. It is documented methodology with a stated rationale, not a guess. It also means the largest single input into the country's headline inflation number is an imputed figure rather than a transaction that appeared on anyone's bank statement. Two consequences follow, and they explain a lot of arguments about inflation. Shelter moves slowly, because leases reset gradually, and the survey samples them over time, so it lags the housing market by many months. And if you own your home with a fixed mortgage, the biggest driver of official inflation is measuring a cost you do not actually have. This month shows the split directly. Owners' equivalent rent rose 0.3% in July, while shelter as a whole rose 0.1%, meaning the estimated piece was climbing faster than the category that contains it. The real cost lens on whose basket this is. The index measures an average household spending, weighted by how much of the budget each category takes. That weighting is the reason the headline and your experience diverge, and this month is a clean demonstration. For a homeowner with a fixed mortgage, the payment did not change in July, so the category that drove two-thirds of the increase did not touch them at all. For a renter whose lease reset this year, the shelter number is not an estimate. It is the figure on the lease, and it may be far larger than 0.1%. For anyone driving a lot, July read well by this report, with gasoline down 2.9%, though the weekly retail average has since moved back above $4 a gallon. On a stated example of $800 a month in covered spending, a 3.4% annual rate is about $27 a month, roughly $326 a year, for the same basket. None of that makes the index wrong. It makes it an average, and an average of a household that may not resemble yours. The report publishes every component precisely so you can find the ones that are actually your budget. The biggest single driver of official inflation is an estimate of what homeowners would pay to rent their own houses. It is sound, documented methodology, and it is not a bill anyone receives. What this means? When an inflation report lands, the headline rate is close to the least informative number in it. The useful move is to find which categories moved and compare them to where your money actually goes, which takes about a minute in a report the government publishes for free. It also explains a persistent frustration. People whose largest costs are housing, medical care, or education often feel the official rate understates their lives, and they are frequently right about their own budget, while the index is right about the average. Both can be true at once, and knowing why is more useful than arguing about which number is the real one. What this is not a prediction of inflation, interest rates, housing costs, or Federal Reserve action. This is not advice about renting, buying, refinancing, or any other financial decision, and it is not advice about any security, fund, or asset. This is not a claim that the Bureau of Labor Statistics measures anything incorrectly. Owner's equivalent rent is a documented, published methodology with a stated rationale, and this article describes it rather than disputing it. Sources: U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Consumer Price Index News Release, July 2026, Ustl 26-1378, https://www.bls.gov/newsrelease/archives/cpi08122026, htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Factsheet on Owner's Equivalent Rent and Rent, https://www.bls.gov/cpi/factsheets/owners-equivalent-rent-and-rent-htm. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, CPI Relative Importance Tables, https://www.bls.gov/cpi/tables/relative-importance/. U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, Handbook of Methods, Consumer Price Index, https://www.bls.gov/opub/hom/cpi/.